Are you there, Virginia?
Maybe she's not here right now. Maybe we should come back to her.
Let's come back to her. Who's next? After her?
It's Mara.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mara.
Hi. According to our current bylaws, any measure passed changing the governing rights of either class of members, staff or listeners must be brought to both classes to approve or disapprove. These rules were also at the basis of the earlier referendum, which failed 2-1 in 2019 to 2020. New Day signed an agreement that the latest referendum would operate under those same principles. These present bylaws were hard fought for and passed around 2003 and were designed to prevent takeovers by outside interests such as that attempted by Democratic Party forces from 1995 to 2000. And they gave governing power to listeners and staff. And while they could use improvements, they have been partially successful. The claim that they resulted in ineffective governance is a falsehood. We are told that the membership's governance landed us broke and inept, but that is not true. I've been a listener supporter since around 1960 and have observed otherwise. While there was were obstructions at the Democratic Station and National Boards, most of it was a deliberate policy of the group, which would not accept democratic decision-making by listeners and staff. And the financial instability was also a deliberate tactic of running the network into the ground financially. This was seen especially between, say, 2003 and 2017, when the forces then trying to take over had a majority at KPFA and Pacifica. Now that this is no longer true, the network is making strides in stabilizing the finances and planning for the future. But forces behind New Day, United for Independent Radio, and all the similar name tags does not want us to succeed. They want a judge to take over and sell station and or a network to them for pennies on the dollar. The community has turned down autocratic bylaws for the second time. But the leadership of the takeover machine, Trump-like, is refusing to acknowledge.
Your time is up. Thank you. Next person, please.
If Virginia Browning is there.
Are you there, Virginia?
Okay. AF is next.
Yeah, that's me, Anthony Fest, KPFA staffer since 1994. And what a surprise. New Day just bought themselves an election. Of course, that's not unusual in this country, because remember, only last year, Uber and Lyft bought themselves an election. It was called Prop 22. They didn't like the fact that state law was going to require them to give benefits to their workers. So they went to the ballot instead with Prop 22. They spent a couple hundred million and got themselves exempted from it. They outspent the no side by 11-1 or thereabouts. Now, of course, here in Pacifica, we don't have campaign finance disclosure rules. So we don't know how much New Day Pacifica spent to buy that election or who provided it. It'll be a mystery, I guess. Another thing that's not quite clear is what was the motivation? Why now? Why gather all that money and put on this full court press? We don't know that either, but one conjecture would have been the November's election results, because now there's a Democrat in the White House, so all these peace and justice groups are somewhat inconvenient, because when it was Trump who was putting kids in immigrant jails, well, that was good. But now those are Biden's immigrant jails, and it's Biden's missiles that are falling on Syria, and it's Biden's troops that are in Iraq. That's rather inconvenient for a Democratic agenda. It's inconvenient that it's now Biden's embargo on Venezuela, Biden's lawyers who are trying to get Julian Assange extradited to the U.S. So that is, as I say, speculation, but I think informed speculation of why New Day went to all this trouble. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Greg Jan is next. Greg Jan? No, Greg. We'll go with Kim K.
I'm just going to say Angelina is out of line calling me names as in poop, and I want to say that is the problem that's going on. That is not acceptable.
There's no crosstalk here. Thank you. You're not, it's not your turn to talk. Moderator, could you please make sure that you mute anybody that is not on
the line? She needs to be called out.
You need to be quiet. It's not your turn to speak. We have a line of speakers. Please stop. Go ahead. The next person.
Kim K.
Hi, this is Kim from Los Angeles, former KPFK board person and treasurer. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to Carol Wolfley for giving a very biased version of the results of the referendum. And I am just shocked at NDP's New Day's disdain for the staff. I mean, it's just really, and it's not just from Carol or A, it's also, you know, from K and around the network. This whole thing about the audit is really stunning to me. And I know that Chris is just repeating what he's heard, and I'm not calling him out. I think he knows that. What I have heard is such gibberish, I can't even believe it. I mean, they're conflating that the IRS somehow gave Pacifica an extension date for their audit. This is just impossible. And that the IRS somehow was mad that they didn't have the audit done. Pacifica has been filing its 990s without the audit being done since 2013. And all they do is put a note on the IRS, we will revise this when the audit is done. End of story. So that's a weird argument to make. And I just find this very puzzling. They could simply say, okay, we got the audit on the due date, which is unambiguous. I don't know who Sam is on the chat, but everything he's written is totally right on. The due date is ambiguous. I mean, I heard the chair of the audit committee saying, I don't know. It's weird.
Time.
I can't figure this out.
Your time is up, and it's the next person's time.
Okay, the next person is Akua or Akua.
Thank you. Greetings from Texas. Greetings from the land of repression. Greetings from a radio station that has literally blocked white and black and brown progressive voices out for the last 10, 15 years. I want to remind everybody on this call the very first big fight of Pacifica, when our voices were silenced and SWAT teams were sent around the network. I guess some of you old timers remember that. That came from Texas. A man by the name of Garland Ganter was the national programming director of Pacifica at the time. And here we have it again, yet in Texas again, there was talk about 10 years ago of KPFT succeeding from Pacifica. Not sure if you heard those rumors. So from that discussion of KPFT succeeding from Pacifica, now we have several attempts to change our bylaws because they don't satisfy the agenda of some of you. I reject that notion because here in Houston, for the last two decades, we have been dealing with management that has intentionally blocked black and brown progressive voices from being a part of Pacifica. And as someone stated, it's true. George Floyd lived within minutes from Pacifica Station, yet there was no coverage. The Chinese consulate that was shut down, it was actually around the corner from KPFT. No coverage. So I'm not quite sure if we're all on the same page here as far as what our vision is, what Pacifica should be. But I encourage everyone to go back and check out the mission of Pacifica and look at the stats that Ulrika mentioned about KPFT and how 22 black and brown programs were ripped away from our schedule weeks before the bylaws election. This was egregious. It was wrong. And we need something done about it. And New Day Pacifica people, you don't speak for us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Carlos Cohan is next, but I do see that Virginia Browning, who was on STAG, is ready to speak.
Okay. Well, we'll let Carlos go first and then Virginia.
Okay. I just want to say we're also almost at a half hour of time for public comment. So I don't know.
We'll just take two more then because we have our breakout groups coming up. So first Carlos and then Virginia, and then we'll cut it off at that point. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay. Thank you. I agree with Fred. I'm fairly new to these meetings, even though I've been a member of KPFA for over 30 years, ever since I came to the Bay Area. And I cannot believe the level of anger and vile and accusations of one group against the other. Now, this is not about whether I'm more leftist or less leftist or more Democrat or less Democrat. All of that to me is garbage, I'm sorry to say. We have a big problem. The Pacifica Network is losing money. Four of the five stations, or at least three of the four, are losing money. We have failed many audits. The WBAI has a huge debt. We should put our energy and our efforts together to try to resolve it. So my suggestion, and this is my own homework, I'm trying to learn about the facts. Learn about the facts before we accuse each other. For example, in the recent elections, yes, the staff won by 75 votes difference, but the membership was for the yes change by 1,400 votes. So you might tell me that the bylaws establish these two categories, but my concern is, by this is part of what we are trying to change maybe. By establishing these two categories, that means that any radio station before a vote could increase its volunteer staff by 100 people and win the vote. In fact, WBAI increased its staff by 33 people from 2020 to 2021. No other station did that. So, I'm gonna end here. Please, let's help each other. Let's stick to the facts and let's respect each other and see how we can solve the problems. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. And I guess Virginia then?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm doing this a different way. Sorry, I had to answer the door there. Okay. Now is there a town hall meeting today and this is not it? Am I right about that?
That's accurate.
Okay. Now, first of all, I want to say that I do not think that that was very well publicized. So I don't even think you should be having a town hall meeting because as far as I could hear on the radio, and I listened quite a bit, it wasn't publicized and I didn't receive anything in the mail about it. So that's not correct to do that. Sticking to the facts, as Carlos said, there are lots of misinformation that comes from the people that seem to always have a lot of money to send mailings out all the time. First of all, if Renee didn't allow the candidates to speak now, well, not all candidates have signed up yet because the deadline hasn't passed. So I think legally she would be in trouble if she let some candidates speak here and not others. Second of all, that thing about how you're all complaining, the ones of you that are, about the staff vote. Well, that was signed on to at the very beginning of this election by all people. So that was known. That's in the bylaws. And the 33 people increase at WBAI. KPFA constantly increases many more than that. And the WBAI increase was partly because staff was made to lay off almost everybody. So the last thing I'd like to say is the news is terrible often at KPFA. It repeats the corporate line. Cuba is a good example where many points of view, or at least a couple on Cuba, and only one goes out over the KPFA news, and it's the same one that's on Fox. Okay, that's why we need these elected boards. Thanks.
Thank you, Virginia. And now we're going to do, we're going to go into our town hall. And Carol, would you describe the breakout groups again? Are you there, Carol?
Yes. Okay. So there are three breakout groups. Jose, do you want to go ahead and show the square for the breakout groups so that people can choose? And
yes.
Jose's going to post a square.
I will go ahead and open all the rooms now. And at the bottom of your screen, you should see breakout rooms, and you can join whichever group you'd like.
Excuse me, hold on. Point of information. If it's okay if I speak. I thought we were going to have the reports and then go into the breakout rooms. So people shouldn't be going into the breakout rooms quite yet.
Yeah. Well, I gave my introduction, Sharon, and Darlene also did not give an introduction, and you had more of an introduction to give. So should we do that first?
Yes, we should. So go ahead, Sharon, and then Darlene can give her report as well.
Well, let's see.
Sharon?
Okay. I wanted to, yes, I'm here. I just wanted to, I'm trying to like figure out a couple of things. So hold on. Okay, because I do want to share my screen if possible, and I'm trying to like figure out how to do that. I know Jose can help me maybe do that. So, but let me just get the stuff I want to share up on my screen. So at least it's there. Okay. So when I'm ready for this, I'll share the screen, and Jose, maybe you can help me, but when I'm ready for that. Okay. So, what I wanted to say, okay. So this is my treasurer's report. I did want to say, you know, it's interesting to hear comments from people at other stations. So I will be discussing all the stations in this report. So the Pacifica Financial Committee, which I'm on as the treasurer of KPFA, met on Tuesday, July 13th, and the interim CFO presented the following information at that meeting. All income and loss figures that I'm about to provide you include the PPP money that Pacifica has gotten. Okay, so Pacifica has received the PPP money, that federal grant money. So that money is included in these figures I'm about to give you, which is to say that things would be not quite as, quote, good if we didn't have that over $1 million of PPP money. And they've gotten a second amount. But anyway, okay, to get into it. This is the information that was provided, and these are information and figures through May 31st of this year. And it's about the financial year, which starts October 1st, 2020 through May 31st of 2021. So that's the year to date that I will be talking about in these numbers. So here they are. KPFA and WPFW are both show income for the fiscal year to date. Okay, KPFK from Los Angeles is essentially at break even with a loss of $1,500 year to date compared with last year, where KPFK had lost $350,000 at this time. Okay, WBAI year to date has lost $143,000, which is essentially the same amount of money that WBAI lost last year to date. So while KPFK has made drastic changes to improve its financial position to essentially break even this year, WBAI continues to lose money year over year for about a decade now. KPFT in Texas has lost $63,000 year to date, compared with a loss last year at this time of $25,000. So that's more. And the interim CFO explained that the reason for this greater loss was an upgrade of the facilities. And also there's an issue that there was a property bequeathed to KPFT and that was sold for $120,000, but it has not yet been recorded in the books of KPFT. So that might help their financial position when that gets recorded. So turning to the central services payments. Okay, first let me say that the central services payments in the Pacifica documents, in the financial documents, the central services payments are separated from the Pacifica radio archive payments. Okay, those are both payments made into the national office. But for purposes of what I'm presenting here, I'm going to combine them just for ease of understanding. And also, I'm going to include the information from fiscal year 19, 20, and 21 year to date. So not anything prior to fiscal year 19. Okay, that's what these numbers are. KPFA, once again, the one and only station that is up to date with all its past and present central service and Pacifica radio archive payments. The only one. WBAI owes a total of $365,000 in back payments. KPFK out of LA owes a total of $594,000, so that is the most. Most of this debt has been accumulated within the last year, the actual year. As we all know, KPFK has been going through quite a bit of turmoil, so they, you know, and they had financial issues. We know that. KPFT in Texas owes a total of $152,000 in back payments, and WPFW, Washington, owes a total of $233,000 in back payments. So we see that WPFW, it does show income, and I did catch the chat that somebody was asking what that, that's a word that's used by our interim CFO, you can take it up with her, that the WPFW shows income year to date. It is not meeting its full obligations to Pacifica, leaving KPFA as the only station that is showing income year to date and is up to date with its central service payments and its Pacifica radio archive payments. So when I hear a lot of comments, you know, about various things that are happening with the network, I wish people would keep in mind the financial situation that is the reality of this network. Okay. So now I would like to attempt to share my screen. But first, let me preface it. What I'm going to talk about at this point is the property tax issue, which I know is very near and dear to many people within KPFA. Of course, it should be, and within Pacifica as a whole. So as I just maybe have said before, Pacifica is unable to pay many of its bills because these other stations are not meeting their central services payments. That's how it works. The payments go into the, you know, Pacifica national office, you might say, and then many, many expenses are paid out of that. And one of the expenses that Pacifica cannot pay is its own very own attorney's fees. So it has been asking KPFA to pay Pacifica's attorney's fees. And that has been happening. And so to date, and this is just one, KPFA has paid over $48,000 in attorney's fees to file the writ that is allegedly supposed to resolve the property tax issue. You may remember that Pacifica hired a very expensive law firm to draft a writ seeking to amend the Articles of Incorporation to include language that is required for KPFA to regain the property tax exemption. So just to repeat it, there must be an amendment of the Articles of Incorporation to regain the property tax exemption. The reason stated in the writ for the need for filing the writ was that it would be too expensive and unwieldy for members to vote on an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. Okay, I'm gonna try to share my screen. Here we go. Let's see. Okay, so astoundingly, and I truly do mean this, I cannot believe this, Pacifica management is having a membership vote on a different amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. Yes, that is happening right now. Here it is from the Pacifica election website. There is an Article of Incorporation amendment proposal being put forth by the Pacifica management. So I'm not quite sure if you can read the whole thing, but there it is. Pacifica Articles of Incorporation Amendment Proposal. There it is. Proposal to amend the Pacifica's Article of Incorporation. As I just said, that's what needs to happen for the property tax issue. Okay. So how do I know that? You don't have to take my word for it. Let's look at the writ. Okay. I'm reading from the writ. This is the writ that was filed. They say right in here in paragraph 5, if you go down to here, to obtain the exemption, and that's the property tax exemption, Pacifica must amend Article 8. There it is right there. Article 8 of the Articles of Incorporation. The Board of Equalization has required that the articles be amended in the manner described prior to issuing an organizational clearance certificate. So what is needed is to amend the articles, get the organizational clearance certificate, and then we can regain the property tax exemption. That's what it is. Amendment to the writ. Just to go over some more information that was provided in the writ. They state specifically, why can't we just have the election? Why can't we just have an election to vote on this? Well, what they said in the writ is that Pacifica has approximately 40,000 members who reside throughout the United States. A quorum of members is required to vote on the amendment, which is 50% of the members, or approximately 20,000 members. Now, I have never heard this rule anywhere. I've read the bylaws. I don't see it in the bylaws. But apparently this was stated to the court that they're going to have 20,000 people vote on this. And that was the reason why they couldn't have an election, because, you know, they made up this rule. And that's why they can't have the election, because they don't think they can meet quorum. And also because it would be too expensive, approximately $60,000. Okay, so those were their two reasons. I do particularly like this statement, simply stated, the bylaws of Pacifica are overly burdensome. That's stated in the writ also. That's the current bylaws, by the way. So anyway, that was their reasons. It's unwieldy. You need the 20,000 members, and which isn't a true statement, and it's going to cost $60,000. Well, we all know that we've already spent $48,000 and more than that, actually, if you add up all the money, and we have no result. And as I just said, they're having an election. So just to drive this point home, okay? This is what they're asking for, a prayer for relief. That's what they do in legal documents. They call it a prayer for relief. And this is what it says. The court issue a writ of mandate to order that the bylaws voting requirement applicable to member approval of the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, they don't even state it, the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, that membership vote be dispensed with. That's what they're asking for. And as I just said, let's go back to page 1. They're nevertheless having a current proposal to amend the Articles of Incorporation going forward in the election right now. I mean, honestly, I don't even know what to say about that. That's what I mean. I can't believe it. I can't believe that they don't at least put the KPFA issue up for vote and maybe file the writ also. I mean, backup, you know, double plans. I don't know. I really don't understand that point, but I just thought I would share that information because I know people are very interested in that. Okay. That was what I want to share on that. And then just, I wasn't going to say this part, but since there's so many people from T here, I thought I would perhaps share this information about Texas. The treasurer from KPFT had some questions about bequests and property sales. As mentioned, KPFT was bequeathed a property that sold in February for about $120,000. These funds should be booked to KPFT. However, they have not yet been recorded. I'm guessing, my opinion, that this is because Pacifica management is trying to figure out a way to take those funds and apply them to pay off part of the FJC loan. For these reasons, I don't know why, but the KPFT treasurer requested to see the updated revised FJC loan documents, and we have that request going forward. Because the updated loan documents apparently require that 30% of funds from bequests must be used to repay the loan. So, and then likewise, many of you may have heard that the KPFT's studio building will also be sold. The PNB has approved that, as I understand it. And Pacifica has entered into a contract with a real estate broker to sell that building. The KPFT treasurer had questions about the broker contract and requested to see that also, because the previous property that one that sold for $120,000, had been sold using a broker who did not charge brokerage fees for the sale. But instead of using this broker that had already successfully sold a property, Pacifica Management, it appears, has decided to use a broker that will charge fees on the sale of the property. And of course, those fees will be taken out of the sale of any property. So that's my initial presentation. As I said, if you guys have questions, the breakout room for the finance group will be a place for those.
Okay. So I guess we'll talk about the breakout rooms at this point. And if there's
I think Darlene has a presentation and then we should.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm not. Darlene. Hello, Darlene. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Darlene. Would you go ahead and give your presentation, please?
I am a little bit confused. Am I giving a presentation on the breakout room or am I on the audit committee?
Darlene, you're giving a presentation on the programming committee breakout room, programming breakout group.
Okay, thank you. That's all right. We are going to have one section on programming, KPFA. I've pulled up the responsibilities of the LSB in regards to programming, and I'll be able to share that, I think, when we get into that room. But I will be facilitating. I don't have any proposed agenda. This is a town hall meeting on programming. So my role there is to record and report. So we'll all be able to talk about programming. My job as facilitator will also be to try to direct a little bit the conversation in terms of what actually is a responsibility, a duty, or a potentiality for LSB members in regards to programming at the station, at this one station, not the programming for Pacifica. That's it.
And this is Carol. So we will begin to go into the breakout groups now. I believe we had, what do we have? 30 minutes scheduled for the breakout rooms. And then after the breakout
room. It was 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think then we extended it to 30.
We extended to 30 because we agreed it was a little bit too short. So
yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jose. Sorry for that.
And so afterwards, rather than trying to have summaries of what everybody said, we felt that it would be, more democratic to have everybody have an opportunity to write maybe 25 words or less, just a little statement if you would like to for everyone to see in the chat. So you can be thinking about what you want to write and we'll give you some time at the end for that. And if we have extra time, we can go back and have more public comments after. There was a, you know, not everybody joined the meeting and raised their hand when we opened for public comments. So there were more people than we had originally scheduled for in that first section. So thank you.
We will tell you how to get into the rooms. Again, we'll go over that. I see people are concerned about that. So
yeah,
let people know.
So Jose, you want to go ahead and share, everybody needs to look for the little four squares at the bottom of the page that say breakout rooms. If you look over, you'll see four little squares and underneath it says breakout rooms and you click on that box. And then, when you click on the box, there are three rooms. One is governance, one is finances, one is programming. And you can go ahead and join one of the breakout rooms. So
point of order, Madam Secretary Carol.
Yeah.
My version of Zoom does not have that. And I see other people in the chat are saying they don't have those four little boxes at the bottom of their screen either. So what do we do?
Do you have anything that says breakout room anywhere?
No.
Okay, so what I would suggest is for those of you who do not have a breakout room, Christina, would you be willing to stay with the main room? And those of you who don't have that, Christina, would you be willing to facilitate a group in the main room?
I would.
Wait, I have a question before we go down that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but can Jose, I just want to ask Jose as a question. Jose, can you assign people to
I can.
Okay, so maybe if people...
So what I would like people to do, if you do not see the breakout rooms or you aren't able to join them, state your name in the chat, and next to that, let me know what room you'd like to be assigned to, governance, finance, or programming. And I will start assigning. Chris Corey, thank you.
Thank you. I've had a couple people who are asking for a brief break, which I could use as well. So if we could take a 10-minute break and then come back and go into the breakout rooms, and we'll go over it again if need be for people who are having trouble. But 10-minute break, so that would be about 12, let me see, it's 12:26 now, or let's say about 12:30.
A lot of people, Christina, are already in the breakout room, so I am going to go into the governance room, breakout room, and I will start that, and we'll just have extra time.
And also, okay. I would just like to add that Carlos Cohan said he found them, and he said, go under the more button at the bottom of the screen and then click on breakout rooms. So if that helps you, great.
Does that help you, Marilyn?
I assigned her to a room.
Okay. Okay. So people can, go ahead. I'm going into my breakout group and go ahead and we can start.
So no break. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct. So just go ahead. I mean, these are more informal groups. So go to the group and then you can take a break, obviously, because it's going to be not as formal. Okay, I'm going to the finance group now.
I have, Jose, a question for those of us who are on by phone.
By phone, I don't think you have the option to join a breakout room.
Yeah, I've been on other Zooms where we've been sent to breakout rooms. So there's a way that... I can do it.
And let's see. Call in user one. Give me 1 second.
Thanks.
And what group would you like to be assigned to?
Finance.
There you go.
And administrator, can you please assign me to governance? Thank you.
And Stan Woods here. Could you assign me to programming, and where would I find that?
Stan Woods, I will assign to you. You said programming?
Correct.
And you will be automatically joined now.
Oh, so it'll come up on my screen. Okay, I see it now.
Thank you. I apologize to everybody. I went into a breakout room, and I forgot. I just couldn't disappear. When you do that, you disappear. So I'm going to go into a breakout room now like everybody else. And so is that fine now, Jose?
Yes.
Okay. So I will go back into the finance breakout room. And how long are we supposed to do these again?
It's 30 minutes.
Right, 30 minutes. Okay, thank you.
And I will be here on standby in case anybody has any issues joining. Just let me know through chat.
Thank you so much.
Where you'd like to be assigned.
We're lucky to have you. Thank you.
So who can join the breakout rooms?
Anyone.
I'd like to be in programming, please.
Milo's to programming. Will do. And Virginia will route you to finance. And Mark to programming. All right. So I have Anne, Mansoor, Rodrigo, and Stewart. If you want to let me know in the chat, where would you like to be assigned to? I can do that.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your organizational skills here on this Zoom meeting. And I have one question. If I go to one room, would I be able to leave that room and then go to another room?
Unfortunately, no.
I see. Okay, give me another minute, but I will be joining one room.
Perfect. Thank you. I do have caller 305-775-7953. You could let me know where you'd like to be assigned, and I will do so. Stewart, Mansoor, and Garrison, feel free to speak up and let me know where you'd like to be routed to.
I'd like to be in programming.
Gotcha. Thank you. And again, I have Mansoor and Stewart Highland. Just let me know what you'd like to be routed to, and I will do so. Caller 305-775-7953. You can also let me know. Stewart, you are muted. So if you're trying to let me know, please unmute yourself.
Hello, yeah, caller with the phone ending in 7953.
Yes, what would you like to
governance?
You got it.
Governance. Thank you.
Okay, and I have Mansoor. And I have Stewart Highland. You can let me know. Both are muted. Once again, Mansoor and Stewart Highland. It appears you're just chilling with me. But if you'd like to join any of the breakout rooms, just let me know. Angela, feel free to let me know what breakout room you'd like to be assigned to. Ah, and she's out. And once again, Mansoor and Stuart Highland, you guys are chilling with me. But if you'd like to join a breakout room, just let me know where you'd like to be routed to.